Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Giants, as any big fan would be. Talking about Brandon Ayuk, John Lynch today quoted as saying, Ayuk hasn't made the strides we expect of him, and that's why he's, let's say, not as much of a factor as he was last year. And one of the texts came across, Steiny is basing his opinion on nothing other than giving the coach the benefit of the doubt. Yes, I acknowledged that's what I'm doing. Because
you know it, baby.
Of all my experiences in my life, that's what I think is happening. We don't know. I might be wrong. But yes, I'm giving Kyle Shanahan the benefit of the doubt. When has Kyle Shanahan, who else has been in a doghouse with Kyle Shanahan?
I've never heard of one with him.
Okay, so.
And that's why I was like, wow. This
right,
is...
and that's why I say, I guess we can look at it two different ways. That's why I say, well, this isn't what Kyle Shanahan does. So something's up with Ayuk. He's not doing something that they want him to do, or he's doing something they don't want him to do, and he's paying the price with playing time.
Which could be off the field, you think?
I don't know. No, I don't think it's off the field. I think it's got to be something on the field. If it was something off the field, it would be easier to explain this, I think. Let's go to Vince. Vince is in Martinez. Hey, Vince.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Hey.
So I had a couple different things on here. So regarding Ayuk's development, I'm not a Niners fan. I'm actually a Packers fan. So speaking, a pretty good correlation of this would be Devontae Adams' second year. He had a huge problem with drops. Everybody was questioning where his development was going, and then look at where he's at now. So that's one of the things. Other things is like these first round receivers. I mean, the success rate on them, I don't have a percentage, but I would say it's got to be less than 50% of these guys end up being long-term starters. So there's also an inherent risk with that. But one part I'd say we could relax on worrying on Ayuk's development. He's still young. He still has plenty of time to develop. But also on the coaching side, if the player talent identification is really on Kyle and John, like we've seen, or like we all assume, then part of this has to go on Kyle, because if he's picking these players to trade up for and give up draft capital to grab, but they're not developing, then, I mean, on a talent evaluation standpoint, that's definitely on him as well.
Thanks, Vince. That's a good point. That's a good point. If you're going to criticize them, they got to take the heat in one area. Either they're not drafting well or they're not developing well. By the way, hey, Spinone, is Dante Pettis in the NFL right now?
He's still on the Giants.
Is he?
Yeah.
Probably with about two catches in the first five games.
It may not have
Because they're saying
that.
Dante Pettis was in the doghouse. It's like, you got to be good to be in a doghouse. You got to be a factor. You know what I'm saying?
I do. And
like Oh, man. Smiley Geach. Boy, he was in the doghouse for the Pike. Smiley
Geach. Practice squad, by the way. Practice squad. But
oh, Pettis is on the practice squad.
Still getting that check.
Yeah, okay. All right. I got you. Davis. Davis is in San Ramon. What's up, Davis?
Not much, guys. Hope you guys are doing well.
Yeah.
Listen, I love Kyle Shanahan, but these receiver personnel decisions are just mind-boggling. I mean, in the beginning of the season, the first couple of games, it was Trent Sherfield getting the nod over Ayuk. And I could understand that based on what we saw in preseason, what everything we heard, you know, about his training camp and practice. But now, you know, where has Sherfield gone? And, you know, we got guys like Travis Benjamin getting the nod and Sanu getting the nod, and Sherfield and Ayuk are nowhere to be found. So I just have a hard time believing that Sherfield went from, you know, preseason hero and early season hero to he's gone. And Ayuk still hasn't appeared, and Travis Benjamin off the practice squad, and 45-year-old Sanu are getting playtime over these guys. I don't get it. I still have faith in Shanahan, but it's flipping quick, so I'm kind of with Guru on that one.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
And then what about this, Steiny? Okay, if he does have something he needs to prove to the coaching staff, it sure as hell is not a good idea to put him back there to return punts and have him, oh my goodness, fumble a punt and the defense recovers. I mean, what would that do to where he's at now? And the caller brings up a great point. We were talking about Sherfield. Hey, they found one. Where's he been? I mean, we can take the focus off Ayuk, but Steiny, just think of, we thought, oh, they got a diamond in there. Where has he gone?
I think. I mean,
you're 9-8, man, and you may be what's the word I'm looking for? You might be giving them, you know, a favor by saying 9-8.
The 49ers moved up to get Ayuk.
Yeah.
So they clearly liked him.
It's awesome.
He played a lot last year. They clearly liked him.
Gotcha.
And you know what? And I'm going to look at it this way. John Lynch, he hasn't made the strides we expect him to. John Lynch might just be talking about on the field during games. Guess what? How many catches does Ayuk have this year? Five. Let's just say five. Is that about right?
He has more than that. But yeah, go ahead.
Okay, seven. Yeah. He's got seven. We thought he'd have made more strides by now. What does that mean? Well, we thought he'd have 20 catches after five games.
But when I'm targeted four times just this last game.
And that's
Hey, GM. Am I the problem or the ball not coming my way?
Hey, you gotta,
I can only shoot it if they pass it.
But
you see what I'm saying? Yeah.
Okay, well then say that for all the receivers because you've been saying that about nobody gets targeted as much as you want them to get targeted. Okay,
that's different guy falling off the face of the earth and the GM on his list of to-do list, he's not making strides. Like, who else can go on that list, John? I just thought if this kid is young, you use kid gloves, and we're not to the point to where you go to the media and say that and single him out.
Okay,
Steiny, but
you're John Lynch. You come on the radio with me today. Hey, what's going on with Brandon Ayuk?
Oh, well, you know, Brandon, like our offense, getting to know one another, and we haven't hit our stride, but we're working every day, and Brandon's going to be a big part of our offense like he was last year. You see Debo out there making gains. We want to have both of them up and running. And
why hasn't he been up and running? I don't understand.
Well, we got crap at the quarterback. Well, he's hurt. And now we got, you know, the youngster in there, and you heard Baldinger. He couldn't believe what type of crap game plan that was we gave to the youngster, and he was only targeted four times. He's frustrated.
Look.
Something real's coming, Steiny. I feel it, man.
Okay. What something real's coming.
Like, what we deem or what you think is all Brandon's fault or it's off the it's personalities. And when it comes, it's going to be like a volcano. It's going to erupt. Keep losing these games and keep pointing the finger at this youngster like I'm looking at his body. It ain't like he came in out of shape. Now, again, a texter sent in, oh, there was an interception that hit Ayuk's hand. You are right. And that ball that was picked off by Lance, he was looking to Ayuk, but Ayuk is not Manute Bol. I'm just telling you, Steiny, don't throw, what is it, throw stones at the glass. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. It's coming back on Kyle, man. This is not a good look. This kid can play. I'm not telling you he's baby T.O. I saw it last year. And if people want to take it away from him, all the games, they did mean something until they were mathematically out. This kid has it. But he's the one on the list not making strides. How's your coach doing, John? That's what it should have been the follow-up question.
Yeah, he's got to get better. He's got to make strides, too.
How's the right side of that line doing, John? How's your training staff, John? And you know what, John, last one, how's your game plan? Who the hell is John? A lot of people out here not feeling it.
They're not a Super Bowl team. I've been telling you that for 3 months.
Well, what if I asked you why they're not a Super Bowl team?
So quit. Because they don't have elite personnel. I mean, they have...
They got Bosa.
They have an average quarterbacking situation. That will not change this year, most likely. So you have an average quarterback. Okay. That's not a good place to start in the
NFL. I'm not mad at you. I'll give you that.
All right. That, I mean,
and you said 9-8.
They lost their best running back. They're a running team. They're, again, I don't think they have great weapons. That's where I differ from other people. Schleprock is in Richmond. What's up, Schleprock?
God, Steiny, I love you, man. You're a 100 guru. I like you, too, especially on the weekend when you do that thing. But hey, this is the thing. Steiny, God, I love you. The Niners aren't who they were expected to be. Mm. And like you said, the receiving core is subpar. To me, that's not an NFL a receiving core. The guys throw into the receivers. Garoppolo and the rookie, come on. To me, they're subpar. They're not going to win you a Super Bowl. Guru said, well, what about Bosa? Bosa's not going to win you a Super Bowl. He'll get you 3 sacks, maybe 4 sacks in a good game, but he ain't going to win a Super Bowl for you. The receiving core is subpar. The quarterbacks are subpar. And when you lose your running game, all of that is exposed. God, Steiny, I love you.
Thanks, Schleprock. Cut that. Rack it. Steiny, we do not like the trash play calling. Doesn't mean
that
the play. Okay, I don't have a problem with criticizing the play calling.
And for the people that got a problem with my personation of John Lynch, I know a GM wouldn't say crap on the air. I was having fun. Come on, man. This is
If John Lynch said we got a crap quarterback, it might be the greatest soundbite in the history of the
NFL.
Nobody
would ever say that.
I mean. Basically, that's what Mora did when he said playoffs. He basically said, our whole team stinks.
Couldn't do diddly-poo offensively. That was great.
Wow, I thought of Winnie the Pooh.
David's in Union City. Hey, David.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Hey, just calling about the Aiyuk situation and what I think the problem is with that. And I think it's Kyle. It's Dante Pettis all over again with just a more talented receiver. Something's going on in that front office between them. I mean, he had a great, you know, freshman year, sophomore year. He's supposed to shine, but they're holding him back, and I really think it's Kyle. Play calls as well. That's why we're losing. You run a rookie quarterback 16 times, I think it was, or 11 runs. I mean, that's not how you win games. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
16 rushes.
Let's see. NFL next-gen tracking data shows that Aiyuk is averaging over a full yard less of separation this season as opposed to last season. In 2020, Aiyuk's separation was 2.8 yards on average. This year, it's 1.7. Now, I'll just be honest with you. I should just put that in your face for the rest of eternity. But because I'm consistent, you know. I'm not gonna subscribe to that necessarily.
Well, we would have to break that down. Is he running the same routes he did last year? So I'm not giving up on this kid. And again, Steiny, when you think about let's remove Brandon. When you think about
how about this
bonehead play calling, doesn't that get you worried?
Their quarterback is average. So
make him better.
Doesn't that? How are you going to make Jimmy Garoppolo better? He's been there for 4 years.
Trent Dilfer on line one, Brad Johnson on line two.
They just
won Super Bowls.
They stunk. Those teams had great lines, great running, Great defenses. The 49ers don't have any of that. That's why they're not going to go anywhere with an average quarterback.
Well, this defense, to its credit, Stania's been playing their ass. Like, they could have won that game against an undefeated Arizona team. Defense was not the reason. Even though they're hurt, we thought there would be slippage. I'm not seeing it. Green Bay game.
Come on. They're not. You think they're as good a defense as 2 years ago?
Oh, no.
Not even close.
No way. But you could have won that. Okay. It's about any given Sunday. Pacino. They could have won that game Sunday, and they could have won against Green Bay. They could have won it against Seattle. So when is the coach going to not that he's doing it, when is the coach going to win a game? Because he had his team prepared, and I outcalled you. That's what's not happening.
If that's
16 rushes for a first-time start, he's not Earl Campbell, and now his knee, my neck, my back, my knee. Kyle has some blood on his hands for that, Steiny.
I don't know what you want out of him. Like, what would you have preferred Trey Lance drop back 35 times? Like,
I think the kid. Hold on,
I'm serious. Okay. Like, how do you want to use?
Treat him and spoon feed him like you do Jimmy. Get his confidence up. Take the 3 points on his first drive. Throw those little no yard passes to get his confidence up, and he has a pocket presence. Let's see him throw it 35 or 40 times. He can do it. But for you to sit here and have a week to prepare or 4 days and come up with 16 rushes, empty set, 4th and 2, I'm going to give it to the rookie. And he's up there, just all this algebra and geometry and, chemistry that he's looking at. He's overwhelmed. Help the kid out. You can't blame Brandon for that. And that's what's happening week in and week out and what's led to this team being 2-3.
Mark's on 680. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. First of all, thanks for you and your crew for providing outstanding entertainment for all of us out here.
Thank you.
But all right, so here's what I got a lot to unpack real quick is Jimmy G. I took his salary for the past few years since he's been a Niner, and I ran it through how many pass attempts he's made. The Niners are paying Jimmy G $137,000 per pass attempt. That's not even for a completion. That's just an attempt. So cross-referencing that with one of the other guys, I don't know who. Let's look at Brady down in Tampa last year. His average per pass attempt, he was getting paid $40,000. So of the other 30 starting quarterbacks in the NFL, I'm guessing they're somewhere in a range between $40,000 and $137,000 per pass attempt. Niners are just getting destroyed on the value that they're paying for Jimmy G.
I dropped the mic, and you had a chance to get these two guys had a chance to get Brady. You say, Steiny, that's not fair. Revisionist history.
It's not fair.
And I was on these airwaves saying, "Go get him. Go get the old." You chose not to get him, and now look at him.
Right, but yet all season long we've been criticizing how the quarterback isn't getting protected here in San Francisco, but I guess if Tom Brady were back there, the statue, he'd get protected somehow.
Aaron Rodgers gets rid of the ball in a millisecond, right? So there is no rush or no harm if you can't get to him. Didn't we say that when they played him? Brady would do the same thing. I don't think Jimmy gets rid of it as quick as those guys.
Oh, he doesn't. He doesn't. But, like, I don't – what bothers me is – you,
all right.
Certain fans, yeah, continue to say Jimmy Garoppolo is average. People continue to say Jimmy Garoppolo is not very good. He's Jimmy Garoppolo. Well, then don't expect the team to be 4-1. Or don't expect the team to go to the Super Bowl. That's all I'm saying.
And I hear that loud and clear. I really do. Let me just sum it up with this, Donnie. You know, a couple weeks ago you said Jimmy was asked about, him not throwing the ball downfield. Jimmy kind of lightweight. Now I'm doing it all now. Matlock. I'm thinking to myself, Jimmy kind of snapped for Jimmy when he said, I just run the plays that are called. Now I'm starting to think, was he sending a message like, and again, I know Jimmy's not perfect, but that New Orleans game, Steiny, where he was letting it fly like Y.A. Tittle, do you dare think he's thinking, okay, you don't have the confidence in me, but let me show you I can do it. And now that got me back, and I could be totally wrong. I'm looking at Kyle again, like Jimmy's saying, you got me getting this reputation of dinking and dunking, but that's all you're calling for me.
Because he's not good at throwing the long ball. Now, are you going to say we don't know that? I think 49er fans have already come to the conclusion
he overthrew that Sanders, Jimmy Garoppolo. But he didn't underthrow him. So well, he let that thing go.
Right.
But how many times do we see him miss on a deep throw? We don't even see it attempted.
Why do you think they don't throw deep?
Kyle?
No.
If he thinks that Jimmy's not good at it.
They don't have two reasons. One, they don't have a quarterback that can throw the bomb. And two, they don't have a receiver who can run under a bomb. Like,
you don't think Debo can go on a fly route?
I'm not saying that's not his strength. What's his strength? His hands. Right. He's got great hands.
That's a good
start. He's strong and he's over the middle.
And he's fast.
He's not Henry Ruggs fast. No. And that's, you know, he's not Tyreek Hill fast. That's a big difference, bro.
I like that. Stoney, it seems like Kyle's enabling his own team by putting these jackets. If he's thinking like you're saying, let me see. Debo not complete. Let me see if we can throw it deep. Let's. He's putting his team in a box, Steiny. Okay. And if he's thinking like you're thinking, dude, you gotta. Let's see Ayuk run deep. And if it's picked off, it's picked off.
And you're the same guy who says, "I wish Draymond Green would shoot 6 threes a game." It's like, why do you really need to see that? He's not going to make them.
It's not about making them. Offense is natural. There's emotion, and you gotta when you pass. And you don't do that shot, you've heard it. The second shot will never be as great as the one you passed up. Forget making or missing
wrong.
It.
That's wrong. I would rather have anybody but Draymond shooting a three, even if it's Curry taking one contested.
He's going to
shoot. Draymond Green shot 25% from three-point range.
I can't defend that.
By the way, that's the other thing. Steve Kerr, I want Draymond shooting 2 to 3 threes a game.
I heard him.
That's what he's shot the last 3 years. 2 years ago, he averaged 2.5 threes a game. 2 years ago, he averaged 2. Last year, he averaged 3. For the last 3 years, he's averaged 2.5 threes a game. And Kerr goes, I want him to take 2 to 3.
You know what that's
not news. All right.
But you know what he's doing? He's coaching his guy up. And he knows he probably won't make him, but he's giving him the confidence. And that's what I think Shanahan's not doing, Steiny.
What about putting your players in a position to succeed? If you say, Draymond, I want you to shoot 5 threes a game, wouldn't that be putting him in a position to fail?
You know what? Okay. Dude, this is all, wow. When I drive home today, can I tell you what I'm honestly thinking? And you can Google get a line. Mm. This text line, for the first time in my radio career, I feel like 50 people I don't know what they look like are in my car, and we're in a van, and we're all on the same page, because this text line is littered with they are out on Shanny and something's up. My thing to you is, I damn forgot, Stoney.
You forgot?
Yeah, go ahead.
Eric in Discovery Bay. What's up, Eric?
Hey, what's happening, fellas? Hey, first of all, Steiny, I love you too, man. You're the sensible one on the approach.
Wow.
Your guru. Last time I checked, man, Shanahan doesn't put on the pads and go fumble, and he doesn't block, and he doesn't do anything else. You could watch all the 22, all 22 you want. You don't know the play that was called. You don't know what happened. You don't know that Garoppolo has 2 seconds before he's on his freaking butt because the line can't block for him. You know, I mean,
that's valid.
It's ridiculous that you blame the coach for blaming the coach for all this stuff. These guys are professionals. They need to step up and do their thing.
Let me ask you this, not to cut you off. Let me ask you this. Well, is it strange that Ayuk is not featured this season? And who do you blame that on? I think I got a guess, but is it a head scratcher that he's not being utilized like he was last year?
Well, okay, first of all, it's not that he's not being featured. The guys don't have, first of all, I got to go back one step. If you want, uh, if you want Trey Lance to throw 45 times a game, he's going to run the ball 25 times because he don't know where to go with the ball. Okay,
that's true.
That's the first thing. Second thing is the line ain't going to give him time to throw down the field either. It's a whole combination of things that's happening here. It's not the play calling. It's the execution of the plays that's not happening. It's on the players. It is not on your coach.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate the call. I'm not saying Shanahan doesn't deserve to be criticized for stuff. You can criticize Shanahan for stuff. But I just come back to he's not coaching a Super Bowl team, so stop thinking he is.
Okay. But to Eric's point, the O-line is not getting it done. You went out there, extended Williams. You brought him back. You paid a pretty penny. You brought in Mack. And you decided not to cut ties with McGlinchey. So to Eric's point and what people are running from, Steiny, whose job is it to get the O-line or the right side of the O-line? Whose job is it to get them up to par? It's not just okay to say the players aren't getting it done. Whose responsibility is that? I got an idea. It's the head coach.
It's the players. It's a lot of the players. Right.
But you can't go fire all the players.
You want to fire Shanahan?
No, I'm just saying, don't call here, Eric, and say it's all on the players and not the coach and the execution.
All right, we come back. Talk more 49ers. Get into the Warriors, too. Their season's starting in 6 days. Take a look at a little bit from last night's Giants game, too. Hey, safeguard your organization against phishing, business email compromise, and risks of ransomware. Visit mimecast.com. That's MIMECAST.com.
I got body in me.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's try to do this another way real quick, Goo. So Kyle Shanahan, and I think you got to make this distinction.
All right.
Let's face it. He's the GM and the coach. He does both. He has final say on who they draft and who they acquire.
He's got the power.
Exactly. So now he moves up to get this guy Ayuk. So it's kind of one of his guys. So whenever you have one of your guys, you don't want to kind of, you know, you always want to protect them because if Ayuk looks bad, you look bad.
Right.
Right.
I'm feeling
so
that.
The fact that Ayuk is struggling tells me that Shanahan is trying to usher him into better play, but it's not working because Kyle wants Ayuk to show out so that he can say, hey, look, everybody, I moved. There were six great receivers in the first round, and I got the best of them.
Okay, and I agree with everything you just said, but to that point, do you think it's working? Or is it unfair for any person, Niner fan, to look at the box score and see he had four targets and caught two passes?
I think 49er fans ought to get it through their heads that this team doesn't throw the ball 40 times. He doesn't like that. He doesn't want to do that. He wants to run the ball. So because he wants to run the ball, they don't attempt as many passes as a lot of other teams.
And now they can't run the ball.
Well, they couldn't run it last game. Although they ran a little bit the game before that.
Yeah, but it ain't their staple. That's why they've lost three in a row.
Well, if your running situation goes from very good to average and you don't have anything to hang your hat on, then I do think you're in a little bit of trouble. Polo is in the Bay Area. Polo, how you doing?
Hey, how y'all doing, man?
Doing well, man.
Okay, here's my thing. Shanahan ain't no Belichick to have a doghouse.
Okay.
That's my first thing. Second thing is, man, I'm calling for development with the quarterback and the receiving corps. I think we need to call up Steve Young and Jerry Rice to help that situation out. Other than that, I feel like Shanahan should be halfway out the door or something like that. But that's all I got for you guys.
Appreciate it, Polo. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that was. Hey, anybody can have their doghouse if you're got the big dog in charge, Stoney. But I just thought, now here's this guy. Almost got the Super Bowl, didn't get it, but he's got a doghouse. And the second
why
year
do you
receiver,
say he has
it?
What like? Why do you assume Ayuk is in the doghouse? What if he just stinks this year?
Oh, wow. No way.
What do you mean, no way?
Well, that's what we heard.
Like, why wouldn't Shanahan want this guy to excel? It's his hand-picked guy.
And
so
if he
clearly
doesn't excel,
he's frustrated because his guy that he moved up for and he banked on maybe isn't what he thought he was.
That's valid, but I'll tell you this. If I'm trying to reach a guy or get him back, Steiny, from the depths of dysfunction, I don't have my GM go on a station and say
maybe
he's not
tried
making the
five
strides.
Other ways.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just saying maybe this they've done the nice guy for the first year.
And tell me, am I wrong just to say what if Kyle after a game if somebody asked about him just constructive criticism. He's not doing this and all this goes away. But all these secrets over there, man, are not good, especially when you're not winning. And now you want me and you're doing it and other people to just take the pill of Brandon Ayuk all of a sudden is not good at football or not worthy of that pick? Whose job is it to get him ready? And why did he look ready last year?
Because last year was a mirage.
Oh, okay.
What was their record last year?
It was bad.
Did they win six?
But they were in it relatively to the end. Well, that loss at Arizona in Arizona, it was their home game. But, you know, I'm just telling you, Steiny, some of the shine is starting to wear off. Forget Ayuk and player personnel. It's starting to wear off just with his one thing he had that I went to bed with. That boy can call a play. But you know what I know now? He can't call a play when the fire is lit. He can design one, but he's thinking about so many things. He goes away from what's working.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And that don't equal Jedi.
You made a big, big mistake without any evidence, building up Kyle Shanahan as a coach and elevating him into some group of coaches that are very, very successful before he ever was a head coach. Then year one happened, year two happened, they did nothing. He was still the boy genius. He was still the best play caller in the NFL. So you guys said that. You said that. I never said that. I said, yeah, he looks like he's got a lot of stuff going on before the play. He looks like he's pretty creative. Obviously, he did some nice things 2 years ago. But the mistake was thinking that he was Bill Walsh before he ever paid a due in his life. So right now, people are like, I'm done with Shanahan. Well, it's like, that's your fault.
Okay.
You thought he was going to be Bill Walsh before he ever coached a game.
Give me this. The day before that, the kickoff on Super Bowl Sunday, when he had his Niners playing the Chiefs, that was his proudest day. If I'm going NASDAQ, his stock was up. And the way that the Niners ran their offense and the play designs and the runs, everything looked exotic. It looked like, wow, this dude is before, you know, ahead of the curve. And all of a sudden, Steiny, that last series where if we watched it together, we could just kind of scratch your head as to, dude, he was, what, why did you go away? And it's been a train wreck ever since. Injuries have been a part of that. But this season, the play call or the lack of play calling and the one that hits me in the cardiac muscle is how you treated your rookie phenom. And to go out there and run him 16 times and now, you know, got an injured knee, that's not a good look. It's just not what I thought you were expert in.
I mean,
that's condemned. That's damning.
Now,
You
have a rookie quarterback. That's trouble if you're going to play him as a rookie. Right. You have Jimmy Garoppolo. We know who he is. That's all. Javier.
Yeah, help us, Javi.
Javi in Tennessee?
Oh, dude, I thought it was
no
a
way.
Javi.
What's up, Javi?
Oh, yeah. I'm in Tennessee.
All right. Where?
Let me say, are you? Ayuk is a good player. There was a small clip they showed on Sunday's game where he blasted the defensive back. He was on the floor. If Trey looked up for a second, he could have had him. But overall, I think Ayuk is a good number. I'd say two receiver. It's just that Shanahan doesn't. I think there's a little feud going in the office with Shanahan and Lynch. You know, but I was on the Shanahan boat. I was like, oh, he's going to come in, be like his dad, be a great. And now he's just reminding me of, and I hate saying this, he's a little bit better than McDaniels and from the Patriots. But I think he might just be one of those super fine, just offensive coordinators, not a head coach.
You talking about Matt Patricia?
What do you guys say?
McDaniels.
Oh, he's talking about the offensive guy. I thought he meant Patricia went to Detroit, the defensive guy.
Well, he took first, you got to find out why guys are getting hurt for you to even put your best foot forward. But, Steiny, I'm not feeling them this year. I'm really not. And it started with that. I'm above you guys asking me. Like somebody was begging for money while he was on the freeway. Dude, it's a competition. We all, who are you fooling? Oh, I don't need to answer that. You guys know what a quarterback is. Yeah, come on, man.
I
wasn't feeling that, Steiny.
I know you weren't. And I don't know what there was to not feel. Jimmy Garoppolo's our quarterback. There's no competition. And nothing has changed up to this minute. Not one thing has changed.
But my GM is talking to the media saying, I didn't make the words up. He's pushing Jimmy.
Right, and be smart enough to know that John Lynch is going to say crap like that to stick up for his player.
That? Okay, well, stick up for IU. Why you got to tell him he's misfiring? Say something positive, but behind closed doors, had a heavy hand. Why did you go
maybe
public with IU?
Maybe because Ayuk's a second-year player who should know better, as opposed to Trey Lance, who's in his first year, and he's a rookie. Look, why won't you allow for the fact that Ayuk is reading his own press clippings from year one?
Steiny, I promise you I do, but where's that evidence? He ain't hopscotching on the sideline, and he ain't doing the Terrell Owens or Ocho Cinco. We know how
said,
to look. Come on.
He's been lazy. He's out of shape. You really want him to say that about Ayuk? If he does that, you'll say, how are you going to get Ayuk back after you humiliated him by saying, he's out of shape and he's not working hard.
Three-fourths of this is
they're trying to keep him on board, clearly.
If I had Brandon's phone number, I love calling him Brandon. If I had his number down and asked what he thought about the GM's comment, his mama might grab the phone and cuss and say some stuff that ain't nice. Like, how could y'all do that?
I mean,
two? We only five
is that
games
where
in
we're
year
at?
Two.
Okay, is that where we're at? Is that where we're at in society? Give it to
where
me.
Where are we at in society today?
John Lynch says, you know, he hasn't made the strides we expect him to. Man. Oh my God. Oh my God, his mother's going to pick up the phone and throw it through the window. Can you believe? Can you believe how they're bad-mouthing their own play? He hasn't made the strides. Now you can't even say that. You can't even say, you know, he hasn't really made the strides we'd expect him to. Oh my God, I've never heard a coach lambaste a player like John Lynch just did.
I just like some other names on that list. That's all. Give me some other names on that list.
Hey, we're giving five lucky fans two pairs of tickets to the Dubs home opener presented by Chase on Thursday, October 21st at 7 p.m. versus the L.A. Clippers. Tune in to 95.7 The Game for your chance to win. Warriors season starting in 6 days down in L.A.
Wow!
Yeah, I know. Against the Lakers. Lucas in here.
What did he say?
You don't think it means anything that the Warriors are 4-0 in the preseason?
Oh, he didn't say that.
I said, no, it doesn't mean anything.
Not our Lucas.
He said, what are you talking about? That doesn't mean anything? I said, no, it means nothing.
No.
Now, what's more important is the way they've looked, the way Poole has looked. The Lakers are 0-5. You think they give a rat's ass? No.
Oh, man. Bielitsa looks in good shape.
You know what? But, you know, Lucas is young. He's naive. He hasn't really gotten a feel for sports yet.
He's younger than us.
He's got a lot to learn. Yeah. He's got a lot to learn. You know? 408, Steiny, you're so arrogant. You're right. Yeah, I can be. But what you'll find out about me, 408, is it's not real arrogance. It's kind of fake arrogance.
John Lynch is out of line, and that's the cloth I come from. That's all. And if we had the playmaker,
that's
Michael
Irvin, or come
DRK,
from
I mean, today. David Aretto, he would have a problem with them saying this. You're not Parcells or the hoodie.
Can McVay criticize his players? Do you have to have a World Series ring or a Super Bowl ring before you can criticize players harshly?
It's not the point.
Tell me what is.
Kyle is basically the coaching version of Ayuk. So if you're right and they're calling him out, then I'm just a product of my environment. Who are you to do that? Where are all these draft picks at? Why aren't they dressed?
What I should be is super duper pissed off at you. Because you were the guy who, for 4 years, is saying this guy's incredible. He's unbelievable. The greatest of all time. And I'm like,
you know what?
He's not.
I wasn't going to tell you I was bothered by that. I fixed that and told you I was able to differentiate that it was the play design. He don't know when to call it. That's not good. That's going in reverse. He's so great at designing a play, but in the heat of battle, Steiny, he don't know when to call it.
All right.
3, and even Vegas had the Niners 9-1 Super Bowl odds. Quit living in the past.
Isn't that based on who bets for whom? What the money comes in on? Just like, okay, the Warriors right now are...
Where are they at?
They're fourth. It's the Lakers are the most favored. Milwaukee's the second most favored. I think Brooklyn's 3.
And who?
And then the Warriors. You think the Warriors are the fourth best team in the NBA? I don't.
I couldn't feel now. Nah, I don't know what's up with Clay and Wiseman. I wouldn't feel comfortable.
Okay. Well, it hasn't stopped people from betting on him to the point where they're the fourth most favored team.
Tell Hollinger to go down there. Like, what are you guys doing? This team's going to win 39. I pick 50. I feel good about it, too.
That's a lot as far as I'm concerned. They got a lot. They need a lot to go right, I think, to get 50. But, again, it's not out of the question.
People calling, Steiny.
Yeah, who do you want? Go pick somebody. I'll tell you what. Let's go Word. Let's go my man Word. I like Word. What's up, Word? I'm going to buy a car off
What's
Word,
up, man?
I think.
Oh. Girl.
Seriously.
I'm in the car.
Yeah.
So, I got something for Goo, my man. Remember with J.J. Stokes, I don't know if y'all remember, Niners won the Super Bowl. End of year, they traded up to number Yeah, 10, I think, or whatever they did.
Okay.
They drafted J.J. Stokes. They moved up to get J.J. That was the year Ray Lewis was drafted. That was the year Derrick Brooks was drafted. Mm. They took J.J. But you know what they did in the third round? They drafted T.O. Nobody was saying Mariucci blew the pick of J.J. and why isn't J.J. doing this? It was, well, J.J. must not be that good. Because the third rounder was clearly better than him. That might be the case with IU. He just might not be that good. I mean, I told you, Steiny, I think he's the Paschal of the Niners. He benefited like Paschal did when everybody fell out. Curry, Clay, Draymond was gone. Somebody had to get those buckets. They gave him the Paschal. That's what IU did last year. He benefited because nobody else was out there to run route. Also, I heard that Shanahan, because he was a former receiver, put a lot of emphasis on blocking. Perhaps he's not a good blocker. And all that running that we do, you can't have a dude out there on the edges just giving up, you know, giving blocks up and blowing plays up.
Let me, okay.
Thanks,
hey, yeah. Word.
Thanks, you're word. Making, appreciate
I
was, it, buddy.
Yeah. I got one last word, Steiny.
Okay.
Kyle didn't know that on tape and film when he was studying what receiver he was going to take. That's an attribute you can see if a guy is good at blocking.
Okay. What if he blocked last year, but he's not blocking this year?
Oh, see, then you're saying he's a quitter. Like he's not into
it. I'm just saying.
Brandon Ayuk's got the goods, man. He's not J.J. Stokes. Stokes had a cool career, but he wasn't upper echelon. This dude's a stud, man.
I guess what I'm saying is, like, where's your information?
I'm watching these games back to back. I'm watching last year's game.
Justin Jefferson. He's a stud.
He's a stud.
He's a stud.
But if he's two steps lower than Jefferson, he's still a stud.
No,
Steiny,
he's not.
Dude, the dude's catch ranges.
What if I say he's a dime a dozen?
And he's bouncy. He can get.
He's not even a number one, Goo.
Yeah, he is. He can be a number one. I'm telling you, think I'm up here defending this guy who I didn't want him to take?
I wanted
the Ferrari.
You know, you can have it. Why don't you do this? This will be better. Kyle's got to give up player personnel because Ayuk is not very good, and he made a mistake.
Well, where's Banks at?
That I could get behind.
Yeah, where's Banks at? Let's
exactly.
What, you know, if anybody's giving up on the kid, is that's a travesty after last year's full complete season.
Last year doesn't matter.
That's not fair, man.
What do you mean it's not fair? I think that's at the crux of it. I just said last year matters, and I think last year doesn't matter right now, and I think that's part of the problem. You came in like he's a made man. No, you got to – it's NFL. You got to reprove yourself every damn year.
He's running these routes, or he's at practice feeling like I don't have to do the 20 push-ups you said to?
I don't know.
I'm not running my routes crisp? What is it? Because that 16-yard run word, if you're listening, after the catch against the Cardinals, that was the Justin. Those were the goods. Every receiver can't do that. Steiny, you go watch the dial up that play.
I'm not going to dial up one specific play. Now, what I may do is go back and look at the all-22s from Arizona State. I'm not going to do that either, actually.
I'm Team Ayuk, man, and I ain't by myself, Steiny.
And I'm not Team Shanahan. I'm Team 500 and wake up and smell the coffee.
Okay, would Don Nelson have been this candid with the media with this second? That's what I'm taking issue with. Why did you call him out? You could, even if you felt that, just say, oh yeah, he's got some stuff to. Why did you have to say he ain't making the strides? Like we're in week 14.
I just don't think that's a big deal. Like, I don't think saying a guy hasn't made strides is like, you know, ripping him a new one.
And he hadn't got targets. You think he's not frustrated, Ayuk? He could be saying, get me a damn quarterback in here.
Okay, well.
He's not saying that.
He can't say that. Their quarterback situation is what it is.
I'm telling you, something's going to jump off, Scotty.
Here's the other thing.
We're going to find out.
Here's the other thing. It's like, again, Garoppolo, he's no good. He's no good. He's no good. But Ayuk should be catching 10 balls for 180 yards a game. It's like, well, you've been trying to convince me for years Garoppolo stinks.
And he's average, Steiny. But
okay.
I'm talking about 5 or 6 catches. But to go catchless and then 4, like who? I mean, man. And now you got the fossil that is Sanu catching balls over to your young prize rookie? Mm. Second year? I'm like, man, where's Sherfield? Now that's what I want to continue.
Why don't you praise Ayuk? He was behind Sherfield because he was hurt at the beginning of the year, and now he's leapfrogged Sherfield. So he's made progress. He's beaten out a four-stringer. Good for him. How much we got here, Spinone?
The first one of our third
1 minute and 7 seconds.
Knock it out, okay.
And I don't have any more to do, right? I mean, in terms of reads and stuff.
Affirmative.
Yeah. Not that I can walk out
of
here.
Well, this segment's
right
all sponsored by Get Upside, as you know, Steiny.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Brandon.
No baseball today.
I know.
I hate that.
There's like nothing on
right
today.
Well, preseason hoop.
Keep your mic off.
4 o'clock World Cup qualifying.
Oh,
wow.
United States against Costa Rica.
What sport?
Soccer. Steiny, World Cup. Come on.
Oh, it's a World Cup?
U.S. has lost 3 straight to Costa Rica heading into this.
Go Costa Rica.
Wow. You hate your country. Yeah, in Captain America Civil War, you were on Iron Man's side, not Captain America's.
America's overrated.
Oh, that's it. There it is.
Let's go Italy.
I like that.
How much time we got?
15 seconds.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I never liked pros in the Olympics from the United States. So no, I didn't.
I'm Team IU.
I didn't root for the dream team.
Otto Porter, by the way, Golden State Warrior, 330.
Nice job. Nice job. Damon and Ratto. They're coming up next. Otto Porter Jr. Don't go anywhere. Talk to you tomorrow.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!